to Graceland, Mr. Paul Simon. Don't worry about Graceland. We should be heading to the Lydiard Street rail gates this Friday because there's some action happening. Unfortunately, probably not the action we want. We want them reopened and the intersection working. But in the meantime, we're going to make some noise. Ballarat, a protest is planned, and the lady behind it is Federica Perovic, and she joins me in the studio. Federica, good morning to you.
Good morning, Brett.
Where's the passion come from?
In here, in the soul.
Yeah.
I've been in Ballarat all my life, and to see something like that just being left for 12 months or, you know, and it's just gone on too long,
So you're a resident of the north of Ballarat,
so this closure
affects you daily?
Oh, yes, because I tend to go up to the north side shopping instead of coming straight down here.
You called it the tucker bag to me before.
I do call it the tucker bag area.
The IGA, Federica, means, folks, just in case.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so you do a bit of shopping up there. You come into town. For nearly 10 months, it has been blocked.
Oh, absolutely shocking. Absolutely shocking.
You've been following reports on this radio station, in the press and on TV, etc. Can you believe the apparent contempt that is being shown by V-Line and the Department of Transport?
Oh, look, I think they're just stringing us along, and I think they're just waiting for Ballarat people to give in and say, all right, put up whatever you want, just open the road. But that's not the point. The point is the gates aren't at fault here.
Great point.
Right? Neither is the driver of the train.
Excellent point.
It is the train itself, which all falls down onto V-Line's maintenance of those trains. Now, I don't know why they're blaming the gates. In 1993, we had an accident. They got replaced with a bit of fuss. Now, in 50 years or 40-odd years, there's only been two accidents, one in May and one back in 1993. Now, I cannot understand why these so-called experts are saying it's a safety issue.
Yeah, I don't think anyone can, Federica.
I just can't fathom what the safety issue
is. Is this your first protest you've organised?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
It is.
Yeah.
Okay, you're not a serial protester.
God, no.
This is not what you do for a hobby.
I'm not an activist, Brett.
Yeah, you've just had enough.
I've just had enough. My sister came home and she said, you know, Brett's on the thing, he's really riled up. And I said, well, I'm going to join him.
Good on you, I'm glad you are.
Yeah.
Now tell me about what you've already been doing. You've been pounding the pavement, your sister.
Yep, we've been doing a pamphlet drop in the houses, mainly up in Soldiers Hill at this stage. Because I think it's more affecting more people up in the Soldiers Hill area, the Ballarat North area.
Yep.
We just can't get over to the south.
And what has people's reaction been to that petition form?
Oh, brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. They want the gates to remain as they were, not as they say, in any form other than what they are now.
Federica, you've also been to many businesses in the area. What sort of feedback are you getting there?
Brilliant. They were very, very cooperative, and they said, right, put it there, we'll get as many signatures as we possibly can.
So you're hoping for around 1,300 signatures by protest time on
Friday?
Well,
I hope so.
Yeah.
I hope so. Each of these businesses in down Lydiard Street, Armstrong Street and also Sturt Street, each one's got about 100 signatures to collect, and that's all we ask of them. And all in all, there is 1,300. But that's just that area.
Yeah, I mean, it's a greater Ballarat problem, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. So we need people to come down on Friday and sign the petition. The more signatures we've got, the more notice that we're going to get.
The more powerful it is.
More power. Yeah, we want people power.
Now, we're going to talk about some notable, well, we suspect absentees in just a moment, Federica.
Yes.
But you've got a couple of heavyweights coming along, which
absolutely,
is good.
Absolutely. Unfortunately, I can't get anyone from the opposition, like Labor.
So the government, you mean?
The government, yeah. No one's come
surely
up
Juliana's going to be there?
I don't know. I haven't quite heard
from her.
What
about Catherine?
Catherine, I haven't heard a reply from her either.
Councillors?
Councillors, no. No.
Come on, city leaders, that's not good enough. We need you there.
I invited the mayor. I invited Ben Taylor.
Mm-hmm.
I've invited Sam McIntosh.
Yeah.
I've also Amy Johnson.
Yeah, Sam loves those guys.
Yeah,
she'll be there, surely.
I know she does. Yeah, and that is another reason why I asked her to pop in. And also Belinda Coates. Mm-hmm. Belinda will make it if she can reschedule her day.
We only need people for, what, 10, 15 minutes? Turn up, say hello, sign the petition.
Look, I'm very, very disappointed. Mm. We want someone there. We want to get the council's reasoning. We want them to let us know what their thoughts are. Do they want boom gates? And that's a feeling I'm getting.
Well, do you think so? From the conversations I've had with city leaders, I think all are on the same page, Federica, to say put the heritage gates back, but open it in a temporary capacity.
Yes, they have, yeah. But what I've heard, it's not so much the gates that need repairing. That'll get done in a matter of, a month or so. Mm. But it's the actual steel and the engineering of the post that holds those gates. That is what's going to take the longest.
Yeah.
To make that.
There's people
post.
With the smarts in Ballarat to make that happen. And Sandy Lewis up at Gecko, he's a guy who invented a ventilator during the pandemic.
Of course.
I'm sure he can fix some gates for us,
Oh, look, I really think that they're just treating Ballarat people with contempt, as you said. Yeah. And if this happened in Melbourne, oh my God.
Imagine this in Collins Street.
It wouldn't happen. Maybe we should do that.
There's a good idea. You've got a trailer, we can put some orange things on it, bollards, and off we go, you and I together.
Yeah, we can just put it on the train.
On the train, that's an even better idea.
That's right.
Federica, what are the rules on Friday because of the COVID environment?
Well, we asked everyone to bring a mask.
Right.
And also to adhere to the 1.5 distance.
Yep.
And also we're going to have the hand sanitizer there for people to use because I understand they'll be using other people's biros and things like that. So we'll be wiping those down.
So it will be a COVID-safe
event. Certainly will be.
Okay. Certainly will. And if you can't make it there, but of course we'd love to see you there, don't forget that 3BA has a petition online.
Oh, for sure. I have been pushing that one as well.
Good on you. 3ba.com.au is where you will find that. Well, Federica, we'll check in with you. We'll probably get to Kyle from the newsroom to join you on the day and get you on the phone.
Oh, wonderful.
But we'll keep pushing it. Well done on a wonderful initiative. Let's hope we get some sort of result soon.
I just hope the people in Ballarat will back me on this and come down and sign those petitions, because I think we don't want boom gates. I can tell you that now.
Boring.
No.
It's not Ballarat.
Because it's one of its kind in Victoria. Why can't we keep them? Why?
Mm.
It is in keeping with the heritage area, Replicas, I don't care, as long as they're in keeping with the heritage area.
Yeah, the heritage feel of Ballarat.
Yeah.
Federica Perovic, we love your passion. Yeah. Thank you in advance. We'll check in with you again soon on Ballarat Today.
Terrific.
Thanks for your time.
No worries. Thank you.